Final stride, feel the rush as the champions ride. Every heart beats a Durham punt call, one shot glory, winner takes all. From the dirt to the lights, hear the crowd roar higher. Every second burning closer to the wire. At the wire.
Well, horsemen, it's that time of year again. We start trekking towards the Kentucky Derby. And I got to laugh at this. The first half of the year is over for, you know, the horsemen. They've got everything, plans all together. And let me tell you something. All winter long, right up until the Derby, everything was kind of crazy. You know, trainers were all over the place with their horses. We had a bunch of horsemen, you know, weren't really that good for the Derby this year. I mean, and I don't mean any disrespect, but we just haven't had the crop this year like we did in the past few years. And everybody was kind of looking, you know, at it. One of the things that was interesting is that all the horses were in the Derby. They came from a cross-section of the country. You know, we had them from California, and had them from, you know, Florida, Arkansas, New York. You know, everywhere. We just had them scattered from all over, and they all trained in different conditions and in different areas. And, you know, I always talk about the, you know, like when it rains and, you know, that type of thing, and how bad the weather is. I'm really big on that. I think that determines a lot, you know, where these trainers go and how they stay and if they go back to where they're going. I noticed one thing, Pagan Park is full for next year. Where Chad Brown and a multitude of trainers are at. We have down here in Palmetto. They're full. They got a lot there in the Gulfstream. And, of course, Palm Beach down, and we're always filled, but we don't have that many stalls. We got 200 you know, stalls, and Todd Fletcher takes most of those. But it's kind of interesting now. A lot of the states are creating good stake rates. Good money, good purse money. They just raised the stakes money or the purse money at Saratoga. Ellis Park's got a good program. Kentucky Downs has a good program. You know, Tampa's got a good program. Gulfstream, Saratoga's coming up. And what I like about it now is a lot of 2-year-old races are coming up. And there's where the trainings are starting to set down. Start planning their trek towards the Kentucky Derby or towards the Breeders' Cup. And it's really interesting to see, you know, these 2-year-old races that are coming up here in Saratoga. You know, that's what I like to watch when I go to Saratoga. Of course, you got the classic races up there, too, for all the aged horses and, you know, for the big kind of, you know, horse training. So that's really pretty good for what, you know, you're looking at. And they're doing that at other places, too. Woodbine in Canada got some great races. A lot of good 2-year-olds here in the States. You got Del Mar and Santa Anita. They're going pretty good. You know, it's amazing where these horses are going. And they're staying longer. They're just not shipping in and leaving. You know, that's what I like. They're all there for, you know, for a purpose. And, you know, of course, we got Churchill Downs, we got Delaware Park, sitting up there just waiting, you know, to get all these horses in. So I was pretty impressed, you know, with the way they divided these horses up this year. I was really amazed at some of the trainers where they went. And speaking of amazing, you know, and trainers, you know, taking a good look at Sherry DeVoe that won the Derby. This girl started out in the harness business, just like Chad Brown did. And she started hot, and then after that, she started hot walking horses on the thoroughbred side of it. went to work with Chuck Simon, and then she became what she is today. She had good background, you know, good foundation to her base. And one of the things that I think is really interesting is she's not being pressured into, you know, falling into line with all the others. And what I liked about it is she won the Kentucky Derby. And I'm not saying, you know, I mean, she's the first woman to do it, but she's a trainer. Trainers aren't men or women, you know, they're not kids, they're not old people, they're trainers. And that's what they do, they train hard. And so she come along and she's got a system that works. She wins a lot of races. But what I liked about it is after she won the Derby, she said she wasn't going to the Preakness because she checked her horse out. It took a lot of out of her horse and said she's going to bypass that and wait for the Belmont. And that's what I was glad to see on her. She's very, very good about that. And when you get trainers that start taking care of their horses like that, then you're going to see injuries go down. You're going to see horses race long. Now, the pattern that they fell into this year is the pattern that they were, the trainers were using, I'd say, back in the 70s, in the early 70s. You might race a horse two or three times before you get to the Derby. Back then, if you raced a horse five times and you went to the Derby, you were crazy because, you know, you could have raced him too much. They're right. So what they're doing now is they're going back to that old training schedule. Where there's 5 weeks, 6 weeks in between races. And so, you know, being a horse person that I am, I understand the horses, you know. So you look at, like, the Belmont Stakes, that's on June the 6th this year. Then you think, well, where's he going to run at next? There's a couple good races at Saratoga towards the end of the meet. It's maybe 4 or 5 weeks away, you know, for you to go to. Then there's Monmouth Park that you can go to. There's Keeneland and Churchill coming up. There's all kinds of Ellis Park. They got some good routes, you know, that they can go down to. And basically what's happened is the owners are starting to look to add value to their homes. And for a long time, it was just how much money you earned, and that was it. That's what they were going for. They want for the money. Now these owners are going for the breeding. They want to get a resume up to their horses. They want that resume to really look good, you know, that type of thing. And then that way it gives it more value when it goes to the breeding shed. And right now, if you look at Saratoga, we'll take Saratoga, for example, and or Delmar, or Chattanooga, all three of those tracks together. The thing that I like about it is if you have a young horse, 2 year old, and you go up to Saratoga and you break his maiden in a 2 year old race at Saratoga, that says a lot. That says an awful lot because all those races are nothing but fall. And, you know, having said that, then you look at Delmar, you look at Santa Anita, and Keene, Churchill, even Ellis Park is coming up good now. You know, with racing. So that's where you start laying the foundation for adding value to your horse. And hopefully you can get, you know, to the Derby or to the Breeders' Cup and, you know, to get to these grade one, two, and three stake races. You know, that's very important for an owner, for a trainer. I think that I see some of these trainers, boy, they really, you know, busting on these horses, getting them ready to go. You know, and then all summer long, they come up and they come up with a sore horse. You know, horse just not going to make that kind of a statement, you know, on the track. But, you know, that's what I like to see. And that's what the industry is going back over to. The industry is getting very, very good. And I just love it. And the thing that I love about it is the fact that the people are coming to the races now. You've got people coming to the races. And that's what I really like about it. They're starting to market to the people. You look at the new Belmont that's going to be opening up here. I think it's on like June the 18th, something like that. But, you know, you start looking at what they're doing. They're fan-friendly now. they're making it friendly enough for the families to come out, you know, and visit. There's good food. There's plenty of places, you know, for people to sit. You know, the kids can go over and have their face painted and do, you know, they do things for the kids is what they do. And so that's exciting, you know, to see that. You know, over at Monmouth Park, they got a little pony that you can have your picture taken with. You know, it's like that Saratoga's really good, you know, about, you know, putting on things up there that they have. And they got a lot of giveaways. You know, they get just a lot of good stuff up there. And they're trying to make it more educational for the people to come in. Let them know about the horse, where they go, how they go, you know, what they eat and everything. And that's really important, you know, to our industry. And it's starting to pay off. It's starting to pay off. You know, Churchill kind of started the whole thing in a way and started getting bigger. And then next thing you know, they had, you know, come along. They had Belmont come along and do a lot of improvement. They had a lot of improvements at Monmouth Park, Santa Anita, Belmont, Canada, you know, they all make them fan friendly. And that's what horse racing is all about as a fan. Because the horse racing is very instrumental in the economy of, you know, your state and your city. I'll give you a good example here. We're just, in, you know, 45 minutes up north of Gulfstream Park. You know, we're 2 hours away from Tampa. And with 3 hours, you know, out of locale. But just to give you an example, and this applies to Ocala too, which they really did good. In Palm Beach County here this year, we had over 10,000 horses came to Palm Beach County for shows, for racing, for, you know, just about everything that you can do with a horse came here. In fact, at the Rolex 3 day, or at the Rolex show in Wellington, they had 10,000 people that came up to watch that show, you know, and it's just amazing. And that's 10,000 people that are going, you know, to the Burger Kings and the Kentucky Fried Chickens and the Walmart, you know, getting gasoline and all like that. So now the tough part about all this is, and I've always said this for a long time, because Scott, you're crazy. So, you know, you got a little bit of knowledge in your face. Well, I may be crazy, but I'm spot on this year. And that's for sure, because you look at the economic impact that the people have here. You know, it's amazing what you can do with that money that you get. And I've been saying that for a long time. You got to start catering to the customer. And you just can't make it a real nice show place, you know, like they've done at Churchill and Belmont, you know, Belmont, Santa Anita. You got to make it interesting for them. You got to educate, you know, bring them in, and like they do at the Kentucky Horse Park. You can see them put shoes on a horse. You know, a lot of people don't even know how shoes get on a horse, but they can go to Kentucky Horse Park and see it. You know, how they get, you know, their mane stripped and their tail stripped. You know, you see a groom actually grooming a horse. You know, you see that. And that's the most important thing, to educate people. You know, like for me, I've got a series that's going to start running on the 1st of June on my new website, which I'll be announcing here next week. But what it does is it shows what horses eat, where they get their feed, you know, how often do they eat, you know, what do they eat. You know, we're going to show all that. We're going to show how they get shoes, you know, so that they can run and so that they can show it. We're going to show them breaking horses between getting them used to a saddle to starting to learn how to ride, you know, how to train, you know, things like that. And these are the kind of things that you don't have to know a lot about horses. You don't have to know anything at all about them. You just got to know what you want to see. And you click on there on the website. It might be how horses ride in trailers and ships. You know, on planes and vans. You might see, you know, how horses are, like, say, getting the shoes, what they're eating, how they train them, how they build them up to a show. You know, to a race that they're going to run in. There's a lot more to it than people will think. And, you know, it's something that I always liked when I was a kid. I was always reading books. And then when I got old enough and got out on the farm, those books came to life. And, you know, I just wasn't reading about it. I was actually seeing it. So what I'm going to try to do is get everybody to tune in to watch how these things happen with them. It makes a big difference, you know, in how they go. Anyway, a lot of these thoroughbreds, when they quit running or if they're no good on the track, they become great show horses. You know, dressage, hunter jumping, cross-country horses. It's amazing, you know, what they can do. The polo has an awful lot of thoroughbreds, you know, that are playing polo. And they play polo all over the world, you know, which is good. And up in North Carolina now, in South Carolina, they got a lot of good polo venues there to watch, you know, polo. Kentucky Horse Park and Parker, Colorado, and Michigan, they got a lot of good shows that go on up there. And a lot of times, you know, you can look at them, Google horses in your area, and next thing you know, you're out looking at the horses, and you know what? A lot of times it doesn't even cost anything to go see these horses at the show or watch them. You know, and that's good. That's a good family thing. You know, that you can make a family trip out of it, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, you know, to do that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to start building up the horse business, and we need more fans to come to the horse show, to the horse racing, to the horses. Hey, we got the horse sales coming up, you know, this summer in King, and in Lexington. You know, you could ride out to the show, to the sales venue, the Cayman and Patrick Kitchen. Doesn't cost you nothing to go in. You go up there, go through the doors into the sales pavilion. You get a book or a catalog, and it tells you who's in there, you know, what horses are being sold. It tells you their race record, the whole nine yards. And what's really great about that is the fact that it's free. All you got to do is drive out to the ring. Parking is free. They got good food there. You know, that's not free. But everything else is pretty much free. You can see the jockeys. You can see the trainers. You can see the owners up close and in person. You know, walk right up next to them. You know, you can do things like that. The same with the horse show. Now, some horse shows do charge to get in, but not very many of them. But you can go to the horse show. You can walk around in the barn area. You can see them getting their saddles put on. You can see them being groomed, taken care of, and getting them ready to go on the show. And then you can follow them up in the show ring and watch them show. You know, and that's the great thing about it. They're like out here at Sunshine Meadow. If you want to come out and see the horses train, September through April is our big time of year. We get 750 horses here to Sunshine Meadow. And most of them are harness horses, and they're full of carts. And you can walk right out here, walk right up next to the racetrack, and you can watch them. You can watch them on the train. Doesn't cost you a thing. Just a little time. Just a little time. That's all it is. You can walk around the barn and see the horse. And a lot of the trainers and the drivers and the horse, you know, caregivers will talk to you. They'll tell you what they're doing and what the horse's name is. You know, they do all that stuff. And that's what I like about, you know, trying to get people in to look at the horse. It's all free. We're out here on 441 just south of Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. And we got 175 acres here. We got 750 horses. If you come out, it's all free. It's a great thing to come and see. Shoot in our lakes, we got alligators, we got deer, we got all kinds of stuff out here. You know, we live around every day. And, you know, we like for people to come out and visit us. And we'll come in. Everybody knows me. We know where I'm at. You call me the governor out here. And, you know, I'll talk to you and show you around the farm and introduce you to people. You know, let the kids look at the horses. If they're lucky, we'll give them an old horseshoe to have. you know, things like that. But we need more bands. And just to go to show you about, you know, how things are, look at what, you know, Sherry has done. She went to Kentucky Derby, you know, and they're all trying to say, you know, oh, you know, it's the first woman, you know, to do that. Well, we got a lot of great lady trainers. You know, a lot of great lady trainers in winning races. You know, Linda Rice up in New York, she's winning all the time. You know, and it's amazing to see, you know, the people that are in the business. Hey, the polo, if you go out and watch polo, you never can tell what kind of person you're going to see there riding, you know, in polo. There's a lot of movie stars. A lot of famous athletes that are following too. You know, Tyrus on Fox News, his daughter, they live here in Wellington, and his daughter is one heck of a rider. Boy, that girl can flat out ride, you know. And so, you know, you see people like that, Bo Derry, and, you know, and her mom, tremendous horse people. You know, it's just, you know, you see that all the time out here. These people are normal people. Kaylee Foco, she is an amazing rider for a long time. Her ex-husband is a tremendous jumper, winter jumper rider. And Kaylee's little daughter now, Matilda, she's riding. You know, so there's all kinds of people that you see when you get out here to the horse shows and to the horse races and everything. And shoot, you might even run into me at the races and everything. I always see people there that I know and like to talk to and everything. You know, or if it's crowded around you, just call me over and I'll scatter everybody out. I run people off. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's getting out there and seeing, you know, the people. And meeting the trainers and the owners. You would be surprised at the people that you see. You know, Mike Rapoli, he's got a lot of horses all over the country. He's a great guy to be around. You know, he see that. You know, I just can't explain to you the feeling that I get when I see the horses all over, you know, the different places. Let me tell you, Virginia and Colonial Downs, that is a great place to go see horse racing. It's really good. Facility is top of the line, and what I like about it is you're close to you know a lot of places that have historical sites, you know, around Richmond, Virginia, you know, that you can go. You can go to Colonial Downs one day, and then next thing you know, you're out and you're doing a lot of the Colonial tours, the wine tours, you know, and they just have everything. You know, that are there. And then when you get to Saratoga, you go to Saratoga Springs, there's so much to do up there, it's crazy. You got the shopping, the food, downtown. You got the Adirondack Mountain. You got Lake George. I mean, you got everything up there, you know, so you can incorporate that with your, you know, with your visit up there or your vacation. And let me tell you something. Up at Saratoga, Saratoga Lake, there's a place called Lee's RV. Lee's RV, greatest people in the world. You can go up there and you can rent an RV for a couple of days or for a week or for a month. And you're 8 miles from the racetrack. And you're right, sit right on Lake George where you can fish and water ski and you know, do everything. And so that's what we're, you know, looking at here in the Boston. But if you ever get you know, chance, just give me a call, 728-888-2963, and I can help you out with it. And then on the 1st of June, you'll be able to go to the website, and or you can email. You'll have that information there, you know, to do that. But, you know, let's get out and get these horses, get the family, make it a family, you know, that you can go to. And, you know, the thing I like about the horse business, it's tradition. You got the Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmar. You got Saratoga. You got Belmar. got Santa Anita, you got Woodbine in Canada. There's just so many places that you can go, and it's just not about horse racing. It's all about family. You take the family, you'll see the horse. I tell you what, try on North Carolina. And that, let me tell you something, that is one of the nicest places you'll ever go to see a venue. And then, I mean, it's beautiful. And you'll see a lot of people, and you can get up close and personal, you know, with the horses and all the owners and trainers and the riders. But there's a place in Ocala called the World Equestrian Center. This is the most amazing show facility that I've ever seen in my life. We've got another one in Ohio called the World Equestrian. Let me tell you, you go up there and you see any and every kind of horse. They've got all kinds of, well, they got hotels, they got RV parking. And most of these places that I'm talking about have RV facilities. And World Equestrian Center, they got a candy factory in there. It looks like a doggone restaurant. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And the food that they have there, it's just unreal. They got all kinds of things to do, you know. And when you get up there, you it's like Disney World. It's a Disney World for horses, is what it is. And it's close to Disney World. And it's close to the ocean. You know, it's just an hour and a half or so from the Daytona Beach. And, you know, if you go and look at these places, you know, it's really nice to see. You know, you can do that. There's a good company out of sales coming in called MyRacehorse.com. And what they do is they put together their owners, and they have put together like a Belmont Day or, you know, a Churchill or a Keeneland Day or whatever track you're close to today. And what I like about it is MyRacehorse, you can get a fractional part of ownership of a horse for $80. Now, you might have 1,000 people that are in there with you, but you're an owner. When you go to the track, you know, and you tell them you're an owner and you're going in, they don't ask you how much you own. They just don't know that you're an owner. And that's kind of nice, you know, nice to do. And you can follow your horses all year long, and there's no monthly maintenance on the horse. $80 gets you in for the whole ride, right to the finish. And, so that's what's exciting about that. Plus, you know, you got access to the racetracks and to the owner's boxes, you know, all kinds of benefits that you get, you know, that you can do that. But, you know, guys, like I said, and girls, like I said, we're starting our whole year over again. The Belmont will be over, Saratoga opens up, and now they start pointing all these two-year-olds for, you know, getting ready for the Derby next year. And so it all starts over again for us now. June 1st is when, you know, it all starts. And then they have to start that drive for the Derby. And then the other thing is a lot of the horses, like the Derby horses that you saw run this year, and a lot of the older state horses that you've seen, they're going to be popping up in Saratoga. And they're going to be popping up in, you know, Del Mar and Santa Anita and Keeneland and Churchill and, you know, Laurel Park, which I forgot to tell you. Laurel Park's racing all of Maryland for these next 2 years there because they're building a new Pimlico racetrack. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to look like, you know, Churchill Downs or, you know, Keeneland. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And, you know, it's fans. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. These racetracks are now friendly for fans. That's what they're doing. Because I remember back in the day when I was a kid, forever ago, 50 years ago. But when I was there, you go to the racetrack and all you saw was guys smoking cigars and drinking beer, you know, gambling. You know, and cussing. That's all they were doing. It's not like that anymore at the racetrack. You go to the track now, you got to dress up nice, you know, and get your, you know, racetrack clothes on and go enjoy yourself, you know, and have a nice, you know, meal there. A lot of the tracks, they all have good gift shops, too. especially around the Christmas time, that's when you want to go. It's, you know, past Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, or before, you know, Thanksgiving, you go to the track, what you can do is get a lot of good gifts, you know, that you know that a lot of your friends don't have. You know, it'll be something unique for you to get them. Get them a derby glass, you know, something like that. They'll keep that forever, you know, and always remind them of you and the Kentucky Derby, you know, or the Preakness or the Belmont or Saratoga. So that's where we're at. I've talked to you guys here off already, bored you enough. You're probably drinking now because it's a Friday afternoon, you know. And if you want a reason to drink, just send it into my show. I'll give you a reason to drink. But, guys, I really appreciate any of the listeners that I had and that I didn't have, because if I've got no listeners, that means I've got no friends. You know, it's nobody can talk bad about it. You know, but until next Friday, this is Scott Miller live from Delray Beach, Florida. Say, go to a horse show. Go to the race.
From the stories told to the races won, every journey ends where it all begun. Legends run, but the track remains. Echoes of glory.